Here we go. Delaware 1059. Now, Ricky Williams owns a business, R&L Irrigation Services. So they'll put in your irrigation, obviously, but take care of all your turf needs and other everything else. Ricky, how are you?
Oh, we are doing great this morning. Looking forward to the 4th of July, which is one of my most favorite holidays of the year.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing in the lawn and a little bit about what we need to know and the things you're doing.
Well, finally, you know, summer has sprung. It's here, you know. It's getting hot. We've had some rain. So what we're seeing now is we're seeing our warm season weeds and grasses coming up. Nut sedge, another name for that is nut grass. We're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of your summer grasses pop up, your bent grass, your wire grass, your Bermuda grass, the grasses that you don't want in your lawn, okay? So at R&L, we can treat all that. Most of your big box companies and box stores, they don't carry the chemicals to do that. At R&L, we do that. If you have an infestation of nut grass or you've got annual, you know, rye grass or poa or anything like that, and a lot of these names sound foreign to most people out there, but we deal with it on a daily basis, we're here to help you. Give us a call. You can even send us a picture, email it to us, send it to us on one of our phones, and we can tell you what it is and give you a diagnosis. But summer's here. So the biggest thing there is water, water, water. Don't water every day. We can get fungus if we water every day. You hear me preach about this, and I have been preaching this to my customers for over 20 years, and even some of them still don't listen to me. You don't, when summertime comes and it gets hot, please do not water your lawn when the sun is up. Water it at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when the grass is cool.
Yeah.
Do not water 2 or 3 times a day. We always encourage everybody.
It's a good, nice little soaking overnight or something,
good,
right?
Soaking. I don't care if you started at midnight and you run every zone for an hour, but don't water every day. I think I have ran my irrigation system at my house this year maybe 4 times. 4 times,
wow.
That's it all year long. And I can go through developments.
Do you use the weather station to do that, or you're manually doing it?
I do it manually.
Oh,
what I usually do is I'll set it on for 3 times a week. If I see there's a big storm coming, like there's storms going to be Friday night, I turn it off. Take the chance. And then if I don't get the rain tonight, I walk back in the garage, I turn it back on, it waters Saturday morning. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's a proactive
system. People water too much.
Exactly.
That's your point. And you don't need to water if you've got a good turf, a good grass base.
Exactly. And all of our plants, all of our turf grasses, I don't care if it's landscaping plants, all living materials are not made to be watered every day. We don't get rain every day, so why would you water your lawn every day 2 or 3 times a day? It's a simple principle. You know, Mother Nature is king. That she knows what we need. And when we talk about watering, never, never water every day and never water 2 or 3 times a day. The only time we water 2 or 3 times a day is if we're trying to start new seed, you know, and we're trying to keep that seed moist throughout.
Different issue, though.
Exactly.
Right? But, and speaking of that, now it's time to start thinking about the new lawn that you want to get going. You're just going to do some kill off if you have to for a total redo of a lawn this fall.
Exactly. The best time to plant grass seed is sometimes late August, September, October.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get on the books. We got to plan ahead. We got to make sure everything we're doing is great. The timing is right. At the same time, you know, fall is what I call the party time. You know, that's when everybody comes over for Thanksgiving. You've got Halloween. And that brings up another issue, you know, the outdoor living areas. You know, we have 2 crews do nothing but outdoor living areas. You know, we're booked solid right now, but we're opening up for fall. We're finally getting caught up after all the rain that we had. And I encourage anybody, if you're looking for a small 12 by 15 patio with a wall, or you're looking for something bigger, you want an outdoor kitchen, you want a fire pit, you know, R&L is offering specials where it's free fire pits with an installation of a patio. We're also with the irrigation systems. We're doing free rain sensors with the irrigation systems. So there's always specials going on all the time here at R&L.
Now, if you'd like Ricky Williams and his staff to take care of your lawn, get a hold of them. R&L Irrigation. You want me to call that number?
Yep, call this number today. I have given all of my administrative staff off.
Oh, you gave me a special number.
Yeah.
That's when you wrote it down. He gave me his business card, but there's a different number written on it.
Exactly. So if you're listening
to the radio, literally call right now in this different number.
Exactly.
Is this going to be your cell or something?
This is my cell phone number, and I don't give this out a lot, but if you're a new customer, you're a listener to the Dan Gaffney Show, give me a call. If you have questions, you have answers, you want to come by and take a look at it.
And you can even then send him a picture of the thing in your lawn, and he'll tell you what it is, the weed.
Exactly.
All right, and what to do about it. It's one thing to identify, it's another thing to know what to do. 302-853-0435. It's 302 850-435-0435. That's Ricky's number for today.
And the great thing about that is with technology now, you can go out in the yard, take a picture of it, send it to me on the phone. I can diagnose the problem right over the phone and tell you what to do, how to do it, if you can do anything about it at all.
All right, give the number again, if you would.
302-853-0435.
Ricky Williams, R&L Irrigation Services. Thank you, Ricky.
You got it.
All right, here we go. The inside look at some big concerts that are still happening this summer.